warm welcome, everyone. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm Juliana, coming to you straight from my heart with love, compassion, and peace. It's not just my show. It's a show for us all to participate in with their ideas, input, thoughts, and positive suggestions without blame or judgment of anyone or to anything. It's a call-in show for us all to participate and create positive action and solutions in our troubled lives and world today. Each idea, suggestion, and solution will be and is as important as the other. And what I'll be sharing and discussing tonight with all of you is just a little bit of what I've discovered over a very long period of time to be most important and heavy in my heart. And that is the why, how, and what is going on in our world, as well as about the great need right now for a rapid positive change. We're all feeling in one way or another something big is happening and are about to happen, but we're having a difficult time figuring this all out. We're feeling confused at times and frustrated with all of this. We're praying, hoping, meditating, reading all kinds of material, and reading channelings from everywhere, but some of us still don't have a clear understanding on the how to fix it, and what's really up. Also, who do we turn to for the truth and guidance? We hear so much in so many different ways that we just get more confused and at times feel helpless in all the vastness of it all. We only see the same old, same old. We hear that we must meditate and go within, finding the answers for ourselves. Then we hear that we're under global warming. Then we hear it's a hoax. We hear and we read the channeled messages, which we're told is the truth. Then later down the road, we hear that it's not. We hear we're heading for the apocalypse of revelations. We hear so much, it gets mind-boggling at times. It seems like everyone is saying, here, here, over here, and we're running from one way to the other and ending up with the same questions, more confused feelings, and so very tired. What we do see and know is that our constitutional rights and freedoms are being taken away, and we try to figure out how this all could be happening. Well, as far as I can see and have learned, this is all happening with our freedoms because too many of us have chosen to just sit back over the years and let others make all our choices and decisions for us, giving up our rights and giving away our power because we just didn't care to take responsibility ourselves. Maybe because we saw the choices we had, that one was as bad as the other. Who knows? All I'm saying is that I am not here to blame or judge anyone. I am no greater or less than you. I'm in the same boat you were all in. But when we just sit back and let someone else take complete control of our rights, freedoms, and lives, well, we see now where this has taken us. So I'm coming to you from my heart, trying to help you as you help me, and we will help each other worldwide together, finding a positive solution to all the madness, as this is a worldwide problem. The why. Why does the world seem like everything is so confused and crazy? Well, what I've discovered after much reading, as well as my own hard-learned experiences after putting the pieces all together, is that the world as we knew it in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and early part of 2000 is not the same anymore and never will be again. And the reason why is a lot of different reasons. First, the world as it was has been very suppressive, prejudiced, egotistical, greedy, competitive, aggressive, separated, unjust, and divided, which has brought much pain, anger, suffering, and confusion to the masses, to both body and mind. Not to mention a superior attitude from those that have more financially to look down their noses at those that are less fortunate with a disgust and condemnation, which causes more separation and anger, in turn causing people to strike out in rage, causing more aggression and negativity to each other and planet Earth. Most people don't even want to talk about this ugly stuff. But you know, I've come to realize that in order for this to be healed and released from the hearts of the human race and this earth, it must be brought up in our faces. And we must all face it with a clear, mature understanding and find a peaceful, responsible solution. We're told that there are technologies out there just waiting for us that will help us tremendously in cleaning up our environment, as well as all kinds of cures for disease and the sick, and solutions for the poor, hungry, and homeless. So, we really need to step up right now and not hope for these anymore to be produced eventually, but demand them in a firm and peaceful way, not taking no or lies about them for the answer anymore. We don't have no more time to wait and hope. The time is now. Do you know homes are being foreclosed on daily, and people are living on the streets with their children and animals? Some in cars, if they are lucky enough to have one. The suffering and destruction must stop. We're not here to just suffer and destroy the earth and each other. We are here for much, much more higher and important reasons than that. And this we must now figure out together and learn and get busy, very busy, applying these solutions fast. As each of us learn these new things, we need to come together with each other, putting this all together and sharing this together in unity for the betterment of each other and the world, instead of being separated by our self-righteous attitudes and egos and fears. We are all guilty of this at times in our life. And this has come to such a very critical point now that in order for us to survive here on Earth, I truly feel if we do not step up now, we will be in even a bigger mess than we're already in. We can't wait any longer for someone else to do this for us. It's our world and our soul responsibility. We're truly the ones we've all been waiting for. Each of us. All of us. And no one else's responsibility but our own. Let's just help each other together and get it done now. It's past due time for us to become mature guardians of our Earth and each other and drop all the crazy drama and get down to business. The beginning solution to this is very simple. When we really stop and take the time calmly to look at the whole big picture and face the situation without blame and anger and any other little misguided hang-ups we've had and we've developed along this life's journey up until now. Take time without judgment to completely understand the hurt feelings, anger, and the feeling of being downtrodden and forgotten. Those that have acted to others in such a cruel manner, take time to see why they've acted to their brothers and sisters in such a cruel, negative way as well. Looking at both sides of the problem and coming to an understanding of the cause and the why of both in turn, instead of facing the solution with negative reactions such as getting even, as we say, or more anger, which in turn only creates more of the same negative reactions. We're all basically the same, with fears, ego, inferiorities, immaturities, communication breakdowns, and none is perfect, and none of us know the whole big picture or have all the answers. But if we come together calmly, peacefully, and in honesty of the heart, putting each piece of the puzzle together, we each individually have, together we can solve the questions, find the solution more clearly, and get on with the repair and healing of it all. You know, I've learned, and I now see very clearly, that we must move beyond all of the fussing, fighting, prejudice, competition, envy, greed, backstabbing, gossip, feeling of superiority, anger, jealousy, hate, ego, and blame. We're at a time now here on planet Earth, our home, the only home we have. It has now become very critically important to stop the blame, the feeling of they hurt me, so I'm going to stomp them attitude, and finally realize that that is not getting us anywhere but where we are right now. And that's in a very big mess with ourselves, the planet, our family, the governments, and I can go on and on with this, but I'm sure you get the picture. We all had a hand in one way or another creating this big mess. And it is each and every one of us here on this planet's responsibility to pitch in and start to make a positive change. If we all work together with each other, as well as we've worked against each other with prejudice, blame, and rage in the past, we would all get the world into fantastic shape in a short period of time. You may say, oh, I didn't do that, but you know what? What you don't realize is that for every negative act or thought that has ever been created in your mind, even if you didn't willfully react upon it, it went out in the energy field of this world and caused a negative reaction somewhere without you even knowing it. Everything is energy. And that energy goes on and lives on forever in different forms and ways. Energy never dies. What you think, so you create. That's why you'll hear the great teachers say, be careful what you think. We create with our thoughts. We all have different gifts and talents, and by putting them together in a positive way with one goal, the betterment of our world, family, each other, children, animals, forests, waters, governments, and the list goes on, we can make the change now. There's been a lot of people out there for years working like this and trying to get the message across to the rest of us. And some of us have woke up and are trying. But it's been such a huge job that it needs us all to join in and make this change. Complaining about the things that are happening is not going to make them change for the better. Nor will ignoring them make them go away. The only thing that brings a positive change is positive actions. Therefore, the time has come where we have no more time left to sit and watch as others do the work for us. In turn, depending on the few that have been really working hard towards this new and brighter tomorrow. We must now drop our feelings of any differences and come together as one big human family on this planet and dig in and get it done now. Do you know and realize the critical situation our planet Earth is in? Birds are dying, bees are dying, whales, dolphins, coral reefs, waters are contaminated and polluted, forests are being cut down and destroyed. Weather patterns are weirdly out of control. Earthquakes, volcanoes, tornadoes, hurricanes of proportions higher than before. All kinds of strange changes are upon us. And we sit and we wait for God to send us help. We pray for deliverance. Well, God is watching over us. But as far as I have read back in history, God has never come and cleaned up any other previous mess created by humans. God left that up to them and us to do. It is our responsibility, not God's. God didn't do this. We did. The human race. Let's just face it. We have really handled this beautiful world that we are so blessed to live in and each other with total disrespect. So here we are at this most critical crossroads in this life and on this earth, the only place we have to live as well as our children and grandchildren, and we have no more time. We have to do this now. What's going on? Well, numerous things. But for now, I'll touch upon the evolution changes that I've read about. The Earth goes through evolution changes every certain amount of years. What I've been reading is every 26,000 years or so, and we're at that time now. Also, as the years go by, the human race are getting wiser and more enlightened and educated. And what used to satisfy us as the norm before just doesn't fit the human race comfortably anymore. We're uncomfortable with the old ways of living, thinking and being. And we're searching for answers in all kinds of directions and ways. A lot of the information out there in books are great, but I find a lot of it is just not clear enough for the majority of us to understand. Even though we are a very intelligent race, we're just starting to get the basics of it. And some of us really need this information in a more ABC form. For example, with the higher consciousness information, when I started on this journey 11 years ago, I deeply wanted to understand many things and learn. When I would ask others that were more read and experienced in this field than myself, at the time I would ask, how do I meditate? What is meditation? The answer I would be given was, go within. How do I do that? Then I would get some crazy answer like, when the time is right, you know. Well, time for me was right then. What I needed was some guidance and direction from someone that could and would give me the answer in a very basic, simple layman term, with patience instead of some answer like I was getting, which only confused me more, in turn, made me feel as though I was inadequate in learning or getting it at all. In order for us all to wake up and come together, working, learning, and growing together, I feel, in my humble opinion, we must share and give to each other in a clear, simple, easy-to-understand, compassionate way as we each learn about these new things and ways, so we can all understand it clearly right now and get started. So that's what I intend to try and do the best I can through these BBS shows of Straight from the Heart. Share with you straight from my heart in a clear way so we can all come together, fix this world, heal the broken hearts and minds of our people, and make a huge positive awakening and change for all. I can't do this alone. We need each other. So I need you to call in with your ideas, questions, input, and points of view, and we will come together from our hearts as what comes from our hearts with love grows and manifests in great positive abundance. Now I'm going to ask you, please don't call in with any kind of negative abuse to me or any others, as this will not solve anything. And I am very dedicated and serious about this most important issue and truly desire positive feedback and solutions. Now I'm going to take a little drink of water so I can go on. Thank you. How do we do it? Well, I can only share with you what I've learned through my deep search to a clearer and deeper understanding. So what I'll share with you is what helped get me to where I am now on this journey, and I'm still learning and finding my way through a lot of reading of spiritual books, much research on the computer of all different religions and cultures. And this has taught me that we're all very much alike, even though we're all uniquely different. We have the same basic needs and wants, which is, we're all in need of food, shelter, clothing, and fresh water to drink. These are our most basic needs. We're all in one way or another longing for love and acceptance. We all enjoy the relationship of family and friends. We all have feelings and emotions such as pain, anger, sadness, depression, happiness, joy, and so forth. Therefore, we all have very much in common, but we are all very unique in our personalities and ways of thinking and living, and that is what makes us all so very interesting and have so much to share and give to and with each other. Bringing this all together from one side of the world to the other and back again, accepting each other with appreciation and compassion instead of rejecting each other because of our differences. Learning and growing with each other instead of killing. Teaching each other the sacredness of life and life's journey instead of jailing and condemning. Feeding each other so that no one goes hungry. Sharing with each other so that no one is without clothes and shoes to wear. Creating new communities so no one is homeless. And standing up and taking the responsibility of each other instead of hiding behind our doors in fear anymore. Getting to meet and know one another and spread the word. We want change, we must change, and we will change. And we will accept nothing less because we know through this positive change we can create a brand new earth and save our world. Each of us has their own special and unique part in the putting together of this great plan and puzzle. A beautiful tapestry of our world and life. Have we not had enough of war and destruction? What's that done for us and the world besides? More suffering. Are we not tired of living in fear, separation, and loneliness? As this beautiful life God has given us passes us by? Missing out on chances of meeting other wonderful people and experiencing new places and interesting ideas and things? We've been in a box far too long, dear ones, suffering depression, anxiety, and loneliness, cut off from each other and the world because of our fears and lack of understanding. Humans need friends, hugs, love, nurturing, dreams, hope, adventures, laughter, and happy times. Also freedom of speech and creativity. Most people rarely laugh anymore. How sad. And you know, the only one who can change that is you and me. All of us together. We can. And we will. We must. Don't worry about how to meditate and go within if you don't understand this as yet. Think and focus on making loving, positive, compassionate change towards all those you live with first. Then spread it out to your neighbors and to your friends. Even if they don't understand what you're doing, after a while they'll see the positive change in you, and eventually they will want some of that calmness and joy they see in you from your positive actions, and then they will try this as well, spreading the positive action even further. Teach and learn, lead by your positive actions and examples. Don't wait for someone else to lead. Take a chance with this. Positive begets positive, even if you don't see it right away. It's the universal law. What you put out eventually comes back to you. It's what some call karma. Give it a try and see for yourself. As Carol Tuttle says in her book, Remembering Wholeness, we choose every thought we think, and we create any thought we want. Take charge of your life by taking charge of your thoughts. Change your life by changing your thoughts. By thinking thoughts that make you feel good, you increase your vibration. Every person has an electromagnetic field with a vibration that sends a signal out into the world. Stop and think about this. You know, your thoughts as well as your actions sends out this electromagnetic energy, which in turn affects everything. We're really just one human family throughout the world. We are all crying for the same reasons. We're hurting in the heart. We all are actually longing for closeness, acceptance, and love, and we're all desiring the same, no matter what it might look like to you on the news or newspapers. We are all tired, very tired. We are all wanting, longing, and desiring peace, unity, the end of poverty, struggling, suffering, injustice, and war. And the few that does not want it, well, we'll just have to teach them peacefully through our actions and change, coming together, cleaning this world up, reaching out to each other in a brand new way, and creating a beautiful today and tomorrow for all. If you see someone sad, stop and take the time to ask why. Or just give them a smile, a warm smile. It's incredible how much a smile of compassion can do for someone who feels sad and lonely and rejected. If you see someone hungry and you know about this, share your food with them. This in turn will give them back some of the lost hope they need by showing them someone cares enough to reach out with just even a little something. We've become so withdrawn from each other, we have a hard time even finding compassion for each other anymore. This is just a small start, but as we go along, this will build into more and more positive actions of sharing and caring, putting back hope in people's hearts, making a positive difference in people's lives, and helping to make this positive change the world needs so very badly right now. As this show goes on each week, I would like for you to call in and share with us all the little things you've done and are doing to help with this change. And we'll keep doing our little deeds of love and kindness until together we see a brighter neighborhood, community, and world by dropping our egos, differences, and fears and lending a helping hand to each other in whatever way we can. All learning together how far just little deeds of kindness really goes, and what a huge change it will make in our future, our lives, and our world. Please think about this, my sisters and brothers of the world, and please call in on this show each Saturday, making this Earth show for a better world. Let's talk with each other and share our ideas, and get started now. And make this positive change. Let's spread this message across the world, and we'll call it the positive change. What do you think? How do you feel about this idea? Okay, now it's your turn to share with all of us. If you feel like calling in now, or if you want to wait until the next show and just think about it and call in then, this is entirely your choice. But please call in now if you so choose. The lines are open for you to share your thoughts, feelings, and ideas. And the number toll-free in the USA is 1-877-876-5227. That's 1-877 876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, the number is 1-888-810-8322. If you're calling in from Canada, the number is 1-888-810-8322. And the direct call in line is 1-530-876-3222. So if there's anybody out there listening, start calling. We'll start a little ball rolling. We'll start making the changes, making a better world, making a better community, making everything better. One step at a time. One idea at a time. Because the world needs it really, really badly right now. Just simple little acts of kindness. Just starting off with little things. Maybe even tomorrow, just waking up tomorrow morning and going out when you go out to get your newspaper. Say good morning to that neighbor that you've never said good morning to before. Tomorrow's Earth Day. Tomorrow is a great day to start. Maybe just grab a garbage bag tomorrow and go out on your street and pick up some garbage that's laying around. Just start off with just little simple deeds of kindness, little acts of change, show little acts of love, and it will all make a difference. Start small, start the ball rolling. By the time it reaches down at the bottom of the hill, you'll have a huge snowball. Someone here that wants to talk about what I was just discussing. His name is Christopher. Christopher, what do you think about this idea?
Hey, good evening, Juliana, and thank you for having me here. It's really an incredible presentation you made there, and it sounds like we're going to be working really hard to make some wonderful, wonderful changes in this world. They so badly are needed. You know, there's so many people, like you were saying, that are divided and separated and living in closed door communities. It's really, like you said, it's a sad thing. And you know, I just hope and pray that, you know, over time people can start seeing through the differences, which is actually the splendid, wonderful thing about us, and come together on the common grounds. I mean, we're all people. We all bleed and we all have organs and we all have skin and we all have hearts and souls. And we're all the same. You know, everybody puts these different labels on us as nations and religions and sex and all these different things, color, you know, sexual preference, whatever it is, and that's all wrong. That's all wrong. We're just all people, you know, and we should all be getting together. We don't need to be fighting anybody's wars, or we don't need to be hurting the Mother Earth, and we don't need to be hurting the animals, you know. We're all just one, you know. And I think, I really feel in my heart that once the people really start listening and get motivated and start calling in and sharing their ideas and their directions of just everything that they feel is going to make a difference. And if it just can just create that snowball effect, like you said, you know, I think it'll do wonderful. What do you think?
What would you do to make a difference starting tomorrow?
Well, you know, tomorrow's Earth Day, and that's really cool. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. You know, and I think that what everybody should go out and do is whatever fills their heart, you know, to show respect for Mother Earth. You know, we are the caretakers of this planet. We are the caretakers. We're so blessed for Mother Gaia to allow us to live on her and to allow us to eat and survive and breathe the oxygen and swim in the water and play in the woods. You know, go out tomorrow morning, go find a dirty road with some garbage on it and pick up the garbage. You know, go out there and, this is kind of funny, but hug a tree and tell that tree you love it. You know, roll in the grass and just hug Mother Earth and thank her and just show your appreciation, you know. Just do those wonderful things. And then and anything else that your heart desires that you feel, you know, would really make a difference, you know, on Earth Day. Because, you know, the world is still going to be celebrating it together. And, you know, that energy that Juliana was talking about a moment ago, that combined energy of everybody just showing an appreciation to Mother Earth, showing the love and the gratitude, it's just totally incredible. You know, it's going to be an amazing day tomorrow. So go out there and celebrate Mother Earth. What are you going to do tomorrow, Jewel?
Well, for starters, tomorrow I'm going to be going out and I'm going to be visiting some people that I know that don't have contact with the outside world, and probably just stop by and just give them a hug and let them know that somebody cares.
Excellent.
It's just about starting very small. Hey, if you can come up with some big, tremendous idea, that's wonderful too. But we all got to start somewhere. I also, tomorrow, will be doing things with the animals that I care for. You know, that's another part of this. We need to not only just start respecting the earth and the people, but we need to start caring for, respecting, and appreciating and loving the animals. There's a lot of animals out there that need homes, they need love, they need care. If you're lonely and you're alone, why not adopt an animal? There's so many little animals in the pounds now that need homes, dogs, cats, and they'll give you so much love, and they will just give you so much joy that I cannot begin to explain to you the joy that these little souls will bring into your life. They're your best friends. They're always there when you need them, and they definitely always, always give you unconditional love. They accept you whether you're nice, whether you're mean, whether you're ugly, whether you're sad. They don't care. They're always there just giving you love.
They're the best teachers of unconditional love.
So, in appreciation to Mother Earth tomorrow, that would be a good thing. Go adopt a little animal.
Yeah, that would be a wonderful thing. There's so many animals, like Juliana said, that they say that the pounds and all these other places are just overrunning. And oh yeah, you read me an email. Was it Friends of Alley Cats or Alley Cat Allies or something?
Mm-hmm.
About what they're doing down in the Keys and the Key Deer Refuge. Do you believe this? The parks people, I don't know what part of the government, I don't really keep up on governmental things, but they're supposedly talking about eliminating the feral cats from down there, you know, and that's a shame. You know, they should be respected and loved. They're part of the community, you know, and just like anywhere else in the country, you know, all the different animals that just need that respect, you know, and need that love, you know. And go out and adopt a baby. Go out and adopt a kitty or a doggy or even an emu. You know, whatever fills your heart, do it because they will fill your heart. They'll teach you love like you've never had before. You know, and that's what this world is all about. It truly, it's about love. What do you think, Jill?
Definitely, absolutely, and we just need to start. Instead of sitting down and thinking anymore, we don't have any more time left to think about things, people. We really need to start doing, and I know that there's a lot of us out there that are doing, a lot of us, more than we can even handle. But for those of us that are still out there that haven't started, we have to come together. We have to start and we need to do this right now. It's imperative. It is so important. I cannot stress to you in words how really, really important this is. The way that we've been acting, living, getting along up until now, look around. See how it's made you feel. See where it's taken you. Has it brought you peace? Let me ask you a question. When you go to sleep at night, do you go to sleep feeling completely at peace, knowing that today you did absolutely nothing to hurt anyone? That you did your very best throughout the day while you were awake to think positive thoughts and to do positive things? You know, before I realized all of this many years ago when I was younger, I couldn't say that. When I went to sleep at night, there was always something that maybe I said or maybe something I did, and I really couldn't say that I would go to bed and feel completely at peace. But once you wake up and you start looking at this, and a more responsible and clear way, you put yourself before you say something to someone or before you do something to someone that is going to hurt them in some way. Put yourself in their shoes and say to yourself, how would I feel? How would I feel if they did that to me? And then step back. And if it's going to make you feel terribly bad, or if it's going to hurt your feelings, or cause you some kind of sadness, don't do it. This is all real, real simple. It's just that we usually don't stop and think before we do something. We just jump right in and do it. And then maybe it's couple of hours or maybe even a week or a month down the road, it'll cross our mind and we'll say, oh man, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Well, you know what? It's too late then. You know, I find a word that we humans use, and the word is sorry. And over the years, I have thought about that word a lot. And I have come to the realization that the word sorry is really not a cool word, because by us having that word sorry, it is like a word of justification that we use after hurting someone. And so, when we say sorry, the other person may say, oh, well, it's okay. But you know what? Once the words are spoken that breaks the heart, or the actions are done that hurts the body, the word sorry is just really a very lame justification. So, in my humble opinion, I think instead of having to say the word sorry, why not do something where we don't have to say that? Say something, do something, without ever having to say you're sorry. Say something positive. Say something of love. Show an action of gratitude, of appreciation, of acceptance. Even if it's in just some small way.
Isn't that kind of like treating people the way you want to be treated?
Exactly. We all want to be treated that way. Nobody wants to be treated poorly. But we have, at times, all been guilty of this. Because we don't stop and think. We need to stop and think before we act.
It's kind of like my dad used to say, he'd point to his head and said, put this in gear, and then he'd point to the mouth and he said, before you put this in gear. You know, sometimes the simplicity is ironic, but it's really incredible. Well, it looks like it's about time to go, so I know you have a few things you'd like to share with everybody. I thank you for having me on, and we'll be talking to you soon. Take care. Love you all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, I'd like to close tonight's show with a poem. This poem came to me one night a while ago. It came to me in a dream, and I called this poem Look Around. So here it goes. Look around you, my people. Look around you, mankind. Take the blinds from your eyes. Take time to look around. Or people are angry, also full of hate, or children run wild in their own confused state. Or planet is crying, please don't let me die, as we keep on polluting our land, sea, and sky. People are hungry, homeless without, standing on corners with a pleading handout. Wars are raging in so many lands, or morals and scruples way out of hand. We are all human. Did anyone stop to think? Why are we destroying each other or world we live in? Everything we need is right here for us, but we carelessly take it for granted, not thinking of repercussions to come. A world without flowers, a world without clear oceans and streams, without animals and the laughter of children playing games, is a sad, lonely place for us to remain. Reach out to each other, let's all give a hand, and start learning to love our world and our fellow man. I'd also like to thank BBS Radio, Don, and the staff for this blessed opportunity to spread the words of peace and truth throughout the world. Also, I would like to thank Carol Tuttle for her quote from her book, Remembering Wholeness, as well as James Twyman for tonight's opening song, and it's called The Children of God, from his CD album, The Best So Far. Good night, peace, and thank you all for listening. sisters and brothers. Always be kind to one another. Always be caring, compassionate, and loving. The world needs this, and the world needs us all. So always remember, peace and love. Good night, and sweet dream.
My God,